Welcome to The Day Shift, a podcast focused on shifting the way we think and talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion in the medical field. I'm Dr. Tammy Lin, along with Dr. Tiffany Leung, and we're the executive producers of this new podcast, and we'd really like to welcome you to join us on this adventure. Not only do we hope that you learn something new in each episode, but also have some fun along the way, peeking into different cultures and experiences. Today, we wanted to introduce you to some members of our team of all-stars. They're all incredible changemakers in their own ways, but together, we all share one goal, and that is opening up a broader conversation around diversity, equity, and inclusion so that we can connect, we can share stories, and we can take on the tough questions and challenges when we need to. Now, Tiffany, you and I have worked together on many projects over the last few years, including the Medicine in Motion Conference, from which this podcast has emerged. You know how much I enjoy working with you because we have so many shared interests. And not only are you an award-winning assistant professor of medicine at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, but you're an expert in gender equity, well-being, and physician suicide. And on top of that, you're also the principal investigator of an AMA grant that looks at how early to mid-career female physicians navigate their careers. I'm always really impressed at how passionate and productive you are. So please tell us, how did you become so committed to these issues?
Thank you so much, Tammy. I think you give me so much more credit, and I think that credit equally goes back to you because, honestly, I think a lot of my motivation started very early in my career when I was coming out of residency and very fortunate to connect through professional societies with people like you, in fact, to be able to have these really in-depth and important conversations, not only about the standard things that we deal with in early career, forming our professional identity as attending physicians and dealing with the practicalities of working in practice, but really getting in depth into those more subtle issues like this, dealing with diversity and equity, making sure that inclusion is an important part of all the work that we do. And it was really that opportunity to be able to have these conversations and this dialogue and explore these things that I think was one of the big catalysts for me to get into this. And to that end, I've been really fortunate to be able to connect, again, with you, Tammy, but also with so many other people who are so passionate and have such diverse and interesting life experiences and knowledge about these issues. Actually, Tammy, why don't you go ahead and share, that's my motivation, but what are your motivations in exploring diversity, equity, inclusion? You've done really wonderful things and a lot of work in this area as well. What drives you to do that?
Thanks so much, Tiffany. That's such a huge compliment. Like you, I'm an internal medicine specialist with interest in well-being, leadership, equity issues, but also with a really strong interest in mentorship and how it can be optimized throughout the pipeline. I think it's never too early to start having a mentor, and in fact, I started a mentorship program for high school students who wanted to become doctors. I was really fascinated and a little bit sad by what they told me about what some of their barriers were. Financial challenges, by far, they top the list, but it's also clear that you can be academically prepared to become a pre-med or a medical student, but feel really underprepared in a lot of other ways. And it can be really discouraging when you don't see anybody around you that you can look to as a role model or who you feel even understands where you are in your journey. It's like Bathiel Asmarom, a medical student at UCSD, says, and she was one of the people that was involved when we were developing this podcast, it's not just about having a safe space, but it's also about creating a bold space where people can feel comfortable about speaking up and being honest about what some of the true underlying problems are, so that real conversations can take place. And I think your point about making connections within professional societies and organizations is a really important one too. A lot of this team met through the American College of Physicians, and I'm so glad that we did because look what it's led to. I never ever take for granted that extra level of comfort we have with each other. And so I think networking in those spaces is a really good thing because interesting collaborations and a lot of cool things can happen when you connect outside of your usual places. And I think that's what this podcast is ultimately about too. It's a platform for people to learn from, but I also think it's a place where people can find each other so they don't feel alone and one where we can connect around important issues and collaborate on solutions together. So I'm very excited, optimistic, and I think our listeners will be too, as they meet who's on the team and understand why we're doing this. And hopefully, a lot of great things will happen as a result of our discussions.
Wow, Tammy, I think there are just so many thoughts that go through my mind as you reflect on your own personal experiences and this shared identity of being an Asian American woman physician in medicine. And I think what really strikes me is that ease of being able to make connection based on these shared traits that we have and experiences, and being able to articulate how we feel and the emotions and thoughts and everything that we experience in those identities, in those stories that we have. And I think those stories are really the powerful parts of what we want to bring out in this podcast in order to be able to make it, as you said, this safe and bold space in order to be able to connect and to really hear that other experience that we might never have otherwise. So I really, really am very excited about this podcast. I'm so pleased to see how powerful and thoughtful our team is and how they'll be able to bring those stories to light in order to be able to activate all of us in thinking about and understanding different perspectives.
With that said, we thought it would be interesting for you to hear some of the voices featured that you'll hear over this season. For this introductory episode, since The Day Shift aims to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion one story at a time, we'd like for you to hear from some of our team members why they felt it was important to be part of this podcast. We have a diverse and enthusiastic team of co-hosts, guest co-hosts, and production assistants who will bring fresh voices to this discussion. Now I'll turn the mic over to Maggie, Pooja, and DJ to help introduce you to the Day Shift team and some of their stories.
So, who are we to be talking about these issues? Pooja and I have been working together throughout our training and on some of these additional diversity projects. But we'd also like to introduce you to some of the other members of our wonderful team. And so we'll start off with Pooja. So Pooja, you have single-handedly started up projects like the California Council of Student Members and an ACP resident blog series chronicling internship year for a diverse group of interns. And these are things that hadn't actually been done before. So what motivates you to find the time and energy and the passion to create these initiatives that include so many different voices and help people feel like they're part of something bigger, including this podcast?
Thank you for such a flattering question, Maggie. Well, really, I mean, it's a little bit selfish. I was the first person in my family to go into medicine, and I didn't really think that I've ever like pictured myself in the field, and so I think hearing other people's voices and seeing people that looked a little like me really empowered me and made me think that I could actually get there. And so that's one of the big reasons why I feel the need to foster more of these stories and hear more voices, just because I think we've come so far in medicine. We have a way long ways to go, but I think we see a little more diversity in the field. We just don't have a lot of those voices speaking out as much. We don't hear as many of those stories, and we don't see a lot of those voices and faces and experiences in leadership positions. And so I really wanted to make sure that we did what we, or I did what I could on my end to be able to facilitate those stories and get them to a wider audience. And for me personally, it's something that inspires me, and it is the thing that, like, when I go meet a patient, especially like a peds patient who's young and he's coming from a really difficult background, to be able to point to different examples and different role models that they can follow to get from where they are to where they want to be.
That's incredible. I think it's really impactful to hear what your individual background as someone who was underrepresented and didn't see people that looked like her doing what you wanted to do. So now you're sort of using that as motivation to help other trainees.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, I still don't feel like I truly, like, belong in medicine. You know, like, I'm like, I went through med school and went through residency. Yeah. So it's like a little bit of imposter syndrome, but yeah. I think it definitely, the more people that I hear from, the more I feel like there's like a sense of belonging and ownership of this field, yeah. That like kind of like own the fact that I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
But still not there yet.
Constant process.
Yes. And Maggie, you're one of those people that really inspires me. So I'm going to ask you more about you. So people can be impressed by you. So you have done some really groundbreaking work in diversity, equity, inclusion curriculum. You've taught me, you've taught all of our fellow residents to shape and increase the recruitment of underrepresented minorities within medicine. It's been really well received by faculty, by administrators, and I think it's really inspired a lot of efforts just kind of on the ground as well. So what was that experience like for you to kind of create this groundbreaking curriculum, and how do you hope to have this conversation of DEI continue as you go to the next stage of your career, graduating residency and moving on?
Thank you. Very kind and generous. I'm really glad that some of the work we've been doing with curriculum development has been very fruitful and well received. So I think I didn't originally think I was going to be working on curriculum development. A lot of this stemmed out of some of the work I started doing in medical school, recruiting underrepresented minorities mm-hmm. to my specific medical school, and then thinking a lot more and learning more about obstacles to that happening. Mm-hmm. And so now at the resident level, where curriculum is not as well structured about diversity, equity, and inclusion issues as it is in many medical schools, I just sort of felt like there was a gap and room for us to first learn why it's important to diversify our healthcare workforce for the benefit of our patients and their improved health outcomes, for our own innovation and improved creativity and acumen as physicians, scientists, mm-hmm. and educators, and then for the healthcare system in terms of dollars saved. So I felt like we needed a little bit more education about why this was important before we would all feel collectively more motivated and empowered to improve recruitment in these areas. Mm-hmm. And then other issues clinically that sort of motivated the curriculum is talking about implicit bias and microaggressions, which we all interact with, we all mm-hmm. Encounter every day clinically. And so now sort of progressing from residency and moving into life as an attending and working with trainees, I'd like to be able to pull from these experiences and some of the curriculum development to be able to foster an environment where we're talking about these issues more, we're more equipped to handle implicit bias and microaggression issues, and then we're empowered to have tangible steps that we can take to create an environment where people who are underrepresented in medicine feel welcome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love how action-oriented that is, because I think that's super important, because a lot of times we hear about these topics and they mm-hmm. just kind of are something that we learn about and then we kind of forget about. It's just still like left in this abstract
yeah.
area. And I was just in one of your lectures last week, and it was the last hour before a 3-day weekend, and you still managed to engage everybody, get everyone talking into like real conversations and sharing their experiences and creating like actionable items for the next time they're in these situations, which like you said, I think like planning ahead is so important, and you have to be aware of everything. And first you have to know the foundation to be aware. Like, it's all these steps removed to be able to make these actionable plans. So that was really cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I'm so glad that everyone still was hanging in there at the end of the week, and was really pleased that we're all kind of becoming much more motivated about working together on these issues, whether mm-hmm. you're underrepresented or not. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dr. DJ Gaines, we have been classmates since starting residency and have come up together, and you are so impressive. I love that you're going to be one of our chief residents in internal medicine next year, and one of your goals is to increase the number of underrepresented minorities in residency and really making changes to the system regarding how residents are recruited. So what I really want to hear is about your experiences leading up to that point and what your goals are for this new role and kind of what inspired you and all that.
Well, first of all, thanks, Pooja, for allowing me the opportunity to be part of this team. I'm very excited. I really looked up to what you and Maggie were doing in our residency program, especially with diversity inclusion and...
like the training and
stuff. Yeah, the training and everything, exactly. So
that was all Maggie.
yeah, exactly, right? So I guess to kind of start off, you know, my first desire to become a physician was when I was young. I was about 5 years old. My brother was born about 23 weeks, very premature. It was kind of a long process with my family. Mm-hmm. And they left a big impression, mm-hmm. essentially. And that impression stayed with me. And then as I was going, especially through undergrad, that whole process, I noticed that there really was a lack of physicians of color, people that looked like me. Mm-hmm. And what really kind of got me through kind of like these times where I felt like, you know, I'm, you know, especially in some undergrad classes, like the chemistry classes or in medical school with studying or studying for a step, the boards, but just having those mentors of color to really kind of push me through. My father's from Washington, D.C. He's African-American male. My mother's from Panama. She's Latina. So, you know, having those kind of mentors for me personally really helped. And so now going through the residency process, I'm seeing that despite like a lot of efforts, like a lot of universities are doing, there, you know, there is still issues retaining and recruiting like underrepresented minorities in, you know, it, despite kind of like the efforts that they're doing. Yeah. So one thing I'm wondering, like, why is that? Why are there still some retention issues, some recruitment issues? And, you know, one thing I've talked with some of the applicants and some people going into residency, you know, one concern that they've had was, you know, lack of support, you know, you know, are they going to be supported when they might encounter microaggression? Mm-hmm. Are they going to have the backing of the residency program? Are there mentors, other people that they can talk to help them kind of through like these specific and kind of like difficult times? And so that's something that, you know, as a future chief resident, I really want to start putting down the foundation to kind of help the students of color in the future and kind of help with recruitment and retention. So, you know, hoping that this, you know, podcast that the team is creating can like really encourage and also even provide like, you know, some ideas for like people listening, like what they can do to even improve their program, improve recruitment and diversity, equity, inclusion in their residency program. So, like I said, I'm really excited.
So, you know, part of the reason I'm so excited to be part of this podcast is the chance to work with like-minded co-hosts like Dr. Brittany Parker. Brittany, you've been a chief resident and associate program director, and you've been a leader throughout your career. You have served on boards, you teach residents and students, and your favorite quote is by Jeff Wall, which goes, quote, "The difference between good teachers and great teachers is that great teachers have mastered the art of teaching people things they didn't know they needed to learn," end quote. So just wanted to ask you, you know, what is the biggest thing about diversity, equity, and inclusion that most of us would benefit from learning?
Thank you, DJ. In my experience, an inclusive learning and work environment is highly dependent on nonverbal communication and the culture of the group. Medical students, residents, and staff of diverse backgrounds need to be shown that they are invited to participate as contributing members of the team, as opposed to simply being invited to the table. How leaders and educators respond to real or perceived discrimination informs everyone who is welcomed and valued. Being mindful of what we say as well as what we don't say in these situations is so important.
Awesome. That's wonderful, Brittany. We're excited to have you on the team. We're excited to work with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Sarah, we're so excited that you're going to be joining us as one of our co-hosts. You've done some really incredible work throughout medical school. You've created an advocacy module to help students become more informed and more involved to advocate for their patients and for themselves. You've helped create safe spaces for patients with substance use disorders, and you've done lots of work with medical education. So my question to you is, what draws you to this work? How do you find the passion to keep doing it, and what's your inspiration?
Well, first off, thank you so much, Pooja. I'm really excited to join the Day Shift team. And that's a big question. I think that there are a lot of different things that draw me to this work, but I think the biggest one was that I was very lucky and that my introduction to medicine really started off with talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm a fourth-year medical student at UCSF, and I was actually, when I started medical school, I was one of the first students to go through their new Bridges curriculum, mm-hmm. and our orientation was called Differences Matter. And so, you know, for me and for my peers, we started off entering medicine talking about how race, racism, privilege, gender, sexuality really influence who we are as providers and also how that influences the patient's experience on the other end. So for me, diversity, equity, and inclusion and medicine have always been intertwined. And there is no talking about one without talking about the other.
That's pretty incredible, and that definitely must have given you the a very different lens when you were walking into your clinical years. So, like, how is that transition?
Yeah, I think it's challenging when you go from your pre-clerkship years where you're working with medical educators who are really sort of changing how we think about these things and really opening and creating a space where we can actually talk about some of these issues that often ask us to be very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And then you go on the wards and sometimes you experience microaggressions from the patients you're caring for, or, you know, it's not always the attending or the resident. Sometimes it's your interprofessional team members, from your nurses, pharmacists, and that can be really jarring and sort of kind of difficult to accept. And So I think one of the biggest things for me was realizing that, you know, that the field of medicine is changing and we're starting more and more to have these conversations. But it's not going to change overnight. And so it's sort of on us to really continue that discussion. And I think the Day Shift is sort of one example of a project that I've gravitated towards to really keep this conversation going and bring more people to the table.
That's excellent. That's so inspiring. And I appreciate the kind of constant reminder that it's us that are having to continue these conversations, and it's something that we need to do day to day, not just in a classroom with some of these really supportive centers.
Absolutely.
So we have a wonderful team in addition to our wonderful co-hosts, and we want to introduce you to our production assistants. So they're going to have a big role in the creation and background for these future podcasts. So we're very excited to introduce them. So first we have is Sarai.
Hi everyone, my name again is Sarai Martinez. So I am from this, from California, Wilmington, California. So basically my background is I'm Latina, so Mexican American, born and raised in the U.S., but have some roots back in Mexico. In Wilmington, I'm from underrepresented community where it's predominantly Hispanic or Latino. We have a little bit Polynesian, but majority Latino, and the majority of us are involved in gang violence, or not many make it out into college, so I'm really blessed to be in college right now. So that's my background, and so coming into the Day Shift, I actually decided to join it because basically it's the goal and the purpose of it, which is to include what's going on, diversity issues in medicine, and how we haven't been really seeing much diversity in medicine. And so I actually noticed that just as a student, but also someone who's a caregiver for my grandparents, I never had the opportunity of seeing another Latinx physician. I was always the person there that had to break the language barrier and translate for my grandparents. So imagine being a 10-year-old going to your grandparents' office and you don't really know what their medical condition is, but you're just translating. So I decided that's why I decided to join the Day Shift, and including that, there is this thing where God, you says, be the change that you wish to see in the world. And so joining the Day Shift is where I decided that's my first step of change. What am I going to do to be able to bring up these issues and have more individuals like myself be inspired and try to be the change in medicine? But not only that, in higher education forms or higher job forms in the world that we have now.
Well, that's great. You know, I know that the listeners will especially love hearing kind of the experience you went through growing, especially translating, having to hear the kind of medical conditions of a loved one having to translate. It's kind of a very unique like experience that not everyone gets to have, and I think it would be very useful and helpful, especially for our listeners, kind of hear that and kind of get an idea of what it's like. So next we have another one of our fantastic production assistants. We have Deep T here. So kind of just ask, you know, same kind of question, like, you know, what made you decide to join this podcast? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
So hi everyone, my name's Deep T. I am Indian American. I was born in India, but pretty much completely grew up here, so I probably consider myself more American. So I grew up in a very Asian and Indian-centered community, and I think because of that, there's a tendency for us to want to be a model minority, but at the same time, we tend to ignore all the problems in our own community due to that. And so I think my interest in diversity, equity, inclusivity comes from trying to be more spoken about the problems in my own community, problems in my own family. I've seen my own parents try to avoid problems and be like, okay, it's okay, just like ignore it. Racism exists. I think change only comes when you speak and you try to create dialogue. And so that's kind of what my interest stems from. And as a public health student, trying to go to med school, I'm trying to become more involved in my community and just learn more day to day.
Well, thanks for sharing. That's wonderful. I think it's good to have something that drives you, especially from your background. And I know our listeners are going to really appreciate the work that you're going to do.
So thank you so much for tuning in. We'd love for you to contact us, give us your thoughts about the episode as a whole, give us any ideas that you have for future episodes or guests that you'd like to hear from. You can contact us by email at thedayshift@gmail.com. That's thedeishift@gmail.com. You can also follow us and get in touch with us on social media at the day shift. Again, that's the DEI shift. Online, you'll find information about our hosts, our guest speakers, and resources about the things that we discuss in each episode.
So until next time, this is, and we are,
the day shift.
The Day Shift podcast and its guests provide general information and entertainment, but not medical advice. Before making any changes to your medical treatment or execution of your treatment plan, please consult with your doctor or personal medical team. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by The Day Shift. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the podcast does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Views and opinions expressed by The Day Shift team are those of each individual and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the Day Shift team and its guests, employers, sponsors, or organizations we are affiliated with. Season 1 of the Day Shift podcast is proudly sponsored by the American Medical Association's Joan F. Giambalvo Fund for the Advancement of Women
and the American College of Physicians Southern California Region 3 chapter.
Our theme music is brought to you by Chris Dingman. Learn more at www.chrisdingman.com.